What's one misconception about women working in tech that you'd like to debunk?
That we haven't been here the whole time. We have. Mm-hmm. We're in the room, but we're told to take minutes or
schedule a meeting.
Mm-hmm. But we've been the very first programmers. So that's the biggest myth is that we're new to the table. We built the table.
Welcome back to Unraveling IT Expert Tech Talks. I'm Sarah Benz, and today's episode is all about community, representation, and the power of local action. We're joined by Lindsay Lott, founder of Fort Wayne Tech, a nonprofit that's quickly become a driving force in Indiana's tech ecosystem. In this conversation, Lindsay shares how Fort Wayne Tech went from a LinkedIn group to a statewide partner in Women in Tech Week. We'll explore the mission behind the organization, the impact it's having on the local tech scene, and why representation in STEM isn't just important, it's essential. This is a thoughtful, energizing look at what it means to build inclusive tech communities from the ground up. Lindsay, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so for listeners who aren't familiar with who you are, I'd love to hear about your journey to get where you are today. For example, what drew you into the tech industry and maybe your career path up to this point?
Definitely. So I think it's true for many people in tech. I've had a really interesting career path. My first degree is in drawing and painting, so you wouldn't expect me to be a techie. Mm-hmm. And from that point, I started teaching, and then I eventually started teaching math and science special education.
Okay.
And then started my family, and I needed something with more flexibility. So I'm a researcher, and I started collecting all this data, and I fell in love with data. And so that was my entry point into tech, was data management and analytics.
Got it. Okay. So. Great.
Yeah,
it's kind of a curvy path, but you found something that you love that worked with what you needed for your life at the time. That's great.
Definitely.
Yeah. Fort Wayne Tech started as a LinkedIn group last January and became a 501c3 nonprofit by September. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to create the organization?
So I'm a career changer, and when I got my first job in tech, I was actually an IT and data manager. And so I needed mentorship, and I couldn't find local communities to connect with. There was plenty in Indy, but I didn't want to drive to Indy every weekend. So I started asking around, is there anything like this? And unfortunately, COVID killed out a lot of groups like that. So I started one, and we started meeting January 24, quickly started identifying gaps in our community, especially around talent retention. Mm-hmm. And so our community is really passionate, and we all got together and decided to form the nonprofit to tackle that.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that. When we talk about the specific need, have you guys really honed in on talent retention, or does it go beyond that?
It goes beyond that. We're really focused on community, lifelong learning, career pathways, and innovation.
Okay.
Ultimately around attracting and retaining tech talent and creating a thriving tech ecosystem in our region.
So we're about to get into Women in Tech Week, but what else is next for Fort Wayne Tech?
Well, we're always working on something. Right now, we are developing our year two plan because we're still a young organization. Mm-hmm. But we have some really exciting things on the horizon that we're going to announce after Indiana Women in Tech Week.
After the Tech Week. Okay. All right. So are there any upcoming Fort Wayne Tech programs or initiatives you're especially excited about that you can tell us about today?
Nothing new that I can tell you about.
Okay.
But we continue to have our lunch and learns and our monthly networking mixers.
How can individuals or businesses get involved with Fort Wayne Tech's work?
The biggest thing is being a community advocate, sharing about us, making sure we're known in the community. We are a volunteer-run organization, so we have no paid staff currently.
Okay.
So volunteering, finding something that we do that you're passionate about and getting involved. It doesn't matter if you're a techie. We need things like social media help, event setup and teardown, all that kind of stuff. There's some way for everybody to pitch in. For businesses, it's sponsoring events and programs, just like Corsica.
Right. Yeah.
And we're very thankful for that. Mm-hmm. We can't do it without our business sponsors.
Yeah. So. All right. So Women in Tech Week. So it's a statewide initiative.
Yes.
How did Fort Wayne Tech get involved, and what is your role in the local event?
So Linda Calvin and Kara Kavinsky dreamed it up last year, and they wanted it to be statewide and not just central Indiana. So they reached out to community members, organizations, mm-hmm. businesses all across the state. Mm-hmm. And they reached out to me for Fort Wayne Tech to get involved. And it just made sense for us as an organization. It's something we believe in, diversity mm-hmm. in the tech workforce. You can't have talent retention without retaining everyone. Right. So this year we're hosting 4 separate events.
Okay.
We attract the speakers, the sponsors, mm-hmm. we put it all on and give everyone the platform to connect in the community. And Linda and Kara, I'm not sure which one of them told me, but they have a phrase that they say frequently, mm-hmm. and it's, when you see us, you can be us. And that's really the heart of the entire initiative, is putting women in tech out there for people to see.
Right. So. Right. Yeah, I went last year and I loved it. I loved hearing from the different representatives from different sectors of the tech industry. And the stories were the best part, how they ended up there, because no one has a straight path. Like, exactly. Your story is the common story, right? My story is similar. Not very many people go to college for computer science and then, you know, they have a career pathway. It's probably one of the industries that I see attract the most non-career individuals that end up loving it and sticking around. So
exactly. Mm-hmm. And in today's day and age, I tell people, if you touch at least 5 different software to get your job done, you are a tech person.
You're in tech.
You're in tech. Mm-hmm. So really, at this point, everyone is in tech.
Basically.
So it's just a matter of how deep are you going to get into mm-hmm. it.
So. Mm-hmm. So Fort Wayne Tech is going to be hosting several events during the week, the kickoff brunch, the networking mixer, and the family-friendly career fair. Can you walk us through what attendees can expect and why you went with that lineup?
For sure. So last year we only had the kickoff brunch mm-hmm. and the career fair. We also had like a little bit of a networking mixer. It was Tech Talk and Mocktails. So, okay. but this year we're doing 4 events. Okay. So we're doing the kickoff brunch, mm-hmm. which last year we had a panel discussion. This mm-hmm. year we have 3 speakers. Jana DeBusk, she runs a group called Fort Wayne Women in Tech.
Okay.
So I'm really excited to have her this year. Mm-hmm. We have Kushboo Negum from Oracle, and we have Beth Fisher. She is from Fort Wayne, but currently mm-hmm. lives in Michigan. So she's really excited to come back and pour into our community.
Good.
And they'll be covering topics like community is the operating system, mm-hmm. claiming space through voice, presence, and technical leadership, and failing forward. So I'm really excited about these inspiring conversations that we'll be having.
The topics alone should be a big draw.
Definitely.
Yeah.
For the Moms of Tech Roundtable, it's exactly what it sounds like. We're mm-hmm. going to be discussing how to be a mom in tech and the hurdles that come with that in a career that's built around men.
Yeah.
Because there are specific challenges mm-hmm. being a mother and trying to get your kids to all the things they need to get to while holding down a career.
An 8 to 5.
Yep. So I'm really excited about our career fair this year. It's open to the general public. Like, if you're looking for a job, this is a way to open those doors. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be a woman in tech. Yeah. Please come to the career fair.
You could be an artist.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So what impact do you hope these events will have on the local tech community, both short and long term?
I'm still hearing stories about mm-hmm. last year's events and the impact that they had, the impromptu mentorships that sprang up, the career advancement, and just women finding their voice in the workplace. Yeah. So I hope this year has the same impact. Mm-hmm. And then long term, I want to see businesses embrace that and help women advance more in the tech space.
Yeah. Have you seen more activity within your organization? Have you had more volunteers since you guys participated in that event last year?
Yes. So before, there were often times where I was the only woman at our mm-hmm. own events.
Yeah.
And now we're getting more involved, more women feeling comfortable coming to our events mm-hmm. and having their voices heard, even just in casual techie conversations.
Sure.
And that's valuable. That's what I want to see from this initiative.
Yeah, that's great. Let's talk about one of my favorite topics is representation. Why do you think that representation in STEM is so important for the future of the industry?
So tech shapes the future, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we all know that. We're not mm-hmm. going anywhere without tech. Mm-hmm. But if there's only one kind of voice at the table, you're limiting the future. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to diversify the voice that's at the table.
Yeah. You know, you said earlier, if they see us, they can be us. Mm-hmm. Just knowing what's possible and the opportunities that you're opening up for mentorship and connection when we're busy raising families and working our jobs. Sometimes the only connection that we get is within the walls of our current social community. So mm-hmm. finding a way to meet with like-minded people that are on a similar journey is so important and so valuable to the community, even to the community of the women that I work with. So thank you for everything that you're doing.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Happy to do it.
Have you seen changes in the industry over the past few years when it comes to diversity and inclusivity?
I have, but we still have a long way to go. Real mm-hmm. change takes time, mm-hmm. and it's a systems problem. So we need yeah. to have systems thinking, rebuild our systems mm-hmm. to support diversity at every level, yeah. not just entry level.
Right. What advice would you give to organizations that want to make their tech teams more diverse and equitable?
I would say don't just diversify your hires. Mm-hmm. You need to build cultures that retain diversity as well as advance it. So mentorship programs, equity in advancement, promotions, mm-hmm. and listening to your teams make the biggest difference.
Yeah. So let's hear a little bit about your personal experience in tech. Mm-hmm. What unique challenges have you faced as a woman in tech, and how have you navigated them?
Like I said before, there have been times where I'm the only woman in the room, mm-hmm. and that terrified me at first. Yeah. It made me feel small and mm-hmm. like my voice didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And so I had to find a way to get over that. And yeah. my response was to be bold, mm-hmm. not to shrink. Mm-hmm. So my advice to everyone is don't you dare let yourself shrink. Yeah. You deserve to be at the table. Mm-hmm. So,
have there been key moments or mentors that have shaped your journey?
Of course. I've yeah. been fortunate to have a lot of people pour into me in my career, but mm-hmm. specifically, I had a mentor, Kelly Smith, over at Sweetwater. She helped me very mm-hmm. early in my career transition, find my voice and use it. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be where I am now without that. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So yeah. did you work directly with Kelly, or did you meet her outside of?
No. So I was an IT manager okay. at Remedy Live, and okay. Remedy works a lot with Sweetwater, and so mm-hmm. reached out, got us connected with a mentor.
Okay. So practicing what you're preaching. That's yep, beautiful. Definitely. Yeah. So you're advocating for the exact experience that you had. Mm-hmm. What's one misconception that people have about women working in tech that you'd like to debunk?
That we haven't been here the whole time. Mm. We have. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we're in the room, but we're told to take minutes or
schedule a meeting.
Mm-hmm. But we've been the very first programmers. Mm-hmm. We've been the ones building all the computers, all the advancements in tech. You just don't hear the stories. Yeah. And yeah, so that's the, mm-hmm. the biggest myth is yeah. that we're new to the table. We built the table.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, you've taken on a leadership role, not just in tech, but advocating for women in the industry. Mm-hmm. What motivates you to champion these causes? And what changes have you seen over your career?
Well, I remember what it feels like to need a little guidance. And I am passionate about making sure everyone feels safe and included. Mm-hmm. And so I want to create those spaces where people can thrive and connect. I'm still fairly new in my career, but okay. I can say that there's change happening.
Yeah.
It's not an overnight thing.
Sure. But. Yeah. Okay. Let's get some inspiration from Lindsay. If you could speak directly to young girls or women who are considering a career in tech, what would you say to them?
I would tell them, don't let them tell you no. You belong in the room, but not just in the room, at the table. And tech needs their voice.
Okay, Lindsay, looking ahead, what's your vision for women in tech over the next decade?
I see over the next decade a tech industry that reflects the world, varied and beautiful, one where everyone feels safe to share their thoughts, mm-hmm. one where leadership is as diverse as entry level, and I want our community to show them how it's done.
What's one key message you'd like to leave our listeners with about the importance of supporting women in tech and building strong local tech communities?
Supporting women in tech isn't just the trendy thing to do, it's the smart thing. You need to have strong, inclusive communities to drive innovation and have growth for everyone.
Lindsay, thank you so much for being here. It has really been a pleasure to talk with you. Your insights are just so valuable. I feel inspired just having the conversation with you. So I'm sure that Women in Tech Week and these events that you're holding are going to be a huge success. They made a huge difference last year, and I think they're only going to continue to do so in our community. So thank you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Lindsay's story is a reminder that meaningful change doesn't always start with a big budget or a national campaign. It starts with people who care enough to take action. Whether you're a technologist, a business leader, or someone just starting out, there's a role for you in shaping a more inclusive future. Representation matters, community matters, and when we invest in both, the entire industry moves forward. Thanks for joining us on Unraveling IT, Expert Tech Talks. Keep building, keep connecting, and keep turning vision into measurable outcomes.